had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's another beautiful day weather-wise in L.A. I feel like it's beautiful all over the world. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful all over this world. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. It's a Mamma Mia. It is. And voila. It is a Comatelli Bull. It is a Guantanamella. What's the right way for parents and others to help others become strong? What is the right way? That ain't the right way, I don't think. What is the right way for parents and others to, what is the right way for parents and others to help others become strong? I'm looking at the video. It's funny. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, doing whatever it is you're doing, and you need to, because we are on Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, her around the world, different time zones for different folks. So we may not be able to just sit and watch it, but you want to hear it as the show, as it is happening. What you can do, podcast and listen on your phone, no matter where you are in the whole round world. And for the flat earther, who it's hard to believe anything that's true once you're a flat earther. For the flat earther up and down the world, you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and I do appreciate them, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. Yeehaw! And every Tuesday, yeehaw! Because I love country and western music, every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back
my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the?
Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. 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 Country and Western Tuesday, when my country, America, was amazing. Don't let anyone tell you that once upon a time, America was not amazing. They're lying to you. It was Como Televu. It was Guantanamo. You see a young Guantanamo. It was amazing. So listen, it's a spiritual battle. And I want to give you a little suggestion. Do what you want, of course. You can suffer, stay in your hell, and just live there and live off thrills and call thrills life, or you can be free. And a free person is a no-thinking person. A person in bondage, it doesn't matter color, money, wherever you are, whatever. A person of bondage, in prison, is a thinking person. A free person has arrived at no thinking. It's a spiritual battle. You are not who you think you are. If you really want to know who you really are, you got to stop thinking. You got to stop thinking. And so what I want to recommend to those who want to be free, do not give up. Go all the way to Calvary. Do not give up. And you will get to a point where you do not have to endure life. You just live life. I promise you that. You just live life. You won't endure life. You just live. And people ask me a lot of times, people ask, well, Jesse, how do I stay present for those who practice being present? A lot of people don't even practice being present. Like, do you work on yourself, stay present? Oh, no. Oh, I do it, then I stop. Amazing, huh? Here's what I suggest. Remember I say always come back to present? Be aware of your body. Be aware of your surrounding. Don't be lost in your head, in darkness. Well, here's another suggestion of being present and staying present. In presence, there's no, you're one with the truth. You're one with God. You're one with reality. And I suggest you, here's another suggestion besides just becoming aware of your body or something. Always be present. Be aware of your breathing. Be aware that you're breathing. Be aware that you're breathing and the awareness why you're breathing. And the awareness would make everything happen for you. It would cause you to be wake up. It will cause you to stop thinking and live a life of awareness, a true life. But do not give up. Do not give up and go back into darkness or worry that, don't believe the worries that you're not going to get through this. You will if you stay with it. Don't let your thoughts, which are not your own, convince you, oh, it's not working, it's taking too long, it's too difficult, how will I ever? Don't believe it. Just be aware. Don't argue with them. Catch them, but do nothing about it. And don't argue. Don't fight. And then don't let anyone outside of you distract you from working on you. All right? Because the spirit of evil will use other situations, other people to try to stop you. It doesn't want you to get away. So don't stop. Everything, the kingdom of heaven, is inside of you. It's already done. The resurrection, and life has already happened. It already is. Nothing is required of you. And too much studies make your soul weary. So relax and live. It's going to blow your mind. It's a spiritual battle. You have never done anything wrong. It was something inside of you, working through you, to cause you to do the things you have done and are doing in some cases. Stop calling it you. But don't give up. Men and women who are working on themselves, don't give up. And stop looking for things to do. Don't be so busy. What the? When you stop looking for things to do to keep you busy, you'll find the right thing to do. All right? It's amazing, but do not give up. The battle is not physical at all. And you're going to see, it's so amazing too, like really amazing. And I'm black and slow, and this is being shown to me. You're going to be amazed at what you were thinking and the way you believed in things and what you were doing were all wrong. And you just didn't know. You just didn't know. And you're going to see that there's no one there to judge. And most amazingly, this is going to blow your mind. Get ready. You, and I promise you this, and not because I'm doing it, but the spirit of truth in you will do it. You would never, ever, 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 never get angry at anyone again for any reason. I don't care what situation arises. You will never get angry again. You will see how silly it was to get angry. All right, so stay with it. Overcome the darkness and walk in the light. Have no opinion about yourself. At all, zero opinion about yourself or anyone. And you will rule the world, at least your world. You will rule the world and even the universe. So it's a spiritual battle, folks. And the world, the earth, is not heaven. And human beings are not gods. Amazing, huh? WFTV is reporting. You know, the biblical question this week is, what's the right way for parents and others to help others become strong? An amazing question. I want to know from you, is this a way to help anyone become strong? Your children, or any other person or people, is this the way you do it? My producer gave me this morning. I'm like, oh, this is interesting. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world is gone crazy. This is from WFTV Channel 9. A family of four was charged with assault after reportedly attacking a restaurant employee at this hotel there in this past Monday. Watch this from WFTV Channel 9.
Orlando police were called out to Portofino Bay Hotel around 9:45 Monday evening. The reason, a fight at Biche. A restaurant employee told police she validated the parking for two parking tickets for these four: Amanda Brito, Olivia Brito, Laura Silva, and Dorto Humberte. And she says they then came back and wanted two more validated tickets. She refused, and she says that's when they took it upon themselves to validate their parking themselves. She called valet and told them not to give them the cars, and she said the four came back, started shouting and cursing at her. And then she says three of them started striking and kicking her. And she says she fell to the ground and remembers Dorto kicking her while she was on the floor. And the fight continued until employees broke it up. Police arrested the four, even though they said that they were acting in self-defense, and they were charged with battery.
Now, the employee was not arrested or charged. We did reach out to the hotel as well as Universal for comment. We have not heard back from them just yet. Again, those four who were arrested, they are out of jail now on bond.
Amazing. Well, and they look white, but just FYI, the names sound Mexicans. Just because black people say, you never report white people crying. But they look white, but I think they're Mexicans. Isn't that amazing? What do you think caused those people to, if this is true, caused them to go back into that cafe and do that? What was driving them? It wasn't the light. It wasn't love. And it's definitely not going to make them stronger. Amazing, huh? And it's going to get worse. You haven't seen anything yet. But don't worry. It won't affect you if you're working on you. You got to be working on you. And the hell with the world. Human beings don't love you. And you don't love them. Nobody loved nobody. What love got to do with it? I heard in some place I got cause to be. There's a name for it. So that was an assault. Four demons, but there are more than one demon in each person, so a whole bunch of demons attacking this one person, according to the report. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and wickedness inside human beings. Human nature is evil to the core. That's why you got to overcome it. There's no love in it. And feeling of love is not love. A feeling of love, whatever, is hate. There are no feelings in love. It's only hate. Amazing. So is that a way to make someone strong? And a lot of people are now going to these clinics, and they're allowing the clinic people to take their eggs and freeze them from the body and freeze them until they, quote, unquote, are ready to have children or make babies. And then 5 years later, according to the report, when they go back to make the baby, the clinic put the wrong baby in the lady. What the? That's what you get for not doing it the right way. Either you go do it the right way and make babies, or don't have any at all. Maybe it wasn't meant for you to have any. But they put the wrong baby in the body 5 years later, according to the report. Fox News, a Florida couple is suing a fertility clinic when the couple, who are both white, and Lord knows we need white babies. What's up? Who are both white, realized their new daughter appeared to be racially non-white. What the? Can you imagine? You're like, oh, happy the baby coming today. And you run to the hospital to have the baby. And now the men go in there, too, to watch the lady have the baby, which is dumb. That never did happen in the good old day. Nobody wants to see no baby come out. What the? But the men are too weak to say no. But anyway, they go into the operating room, and they think they're about to have a white baby because they put their fertility stuff in a fertilized stuff in a bottle. And lo and behold, it's a racially non-white baby. You're like, what the? A mess. And it's going to get worse. So they, their daughter appeared to be racially non-Caucasian. They ordered genetic testing that proved she wasn't theirs. The fertility clinic of Orlando somehow implanted the raw embryo into the mother's uterus. 5 years after the couple had their embryos frozen at the clinic. Watch this from WESH2.
Our clients are falling more and more in love with their baby every day.
For the first time since a Central Florida couple filed a lawsuit against this IVF clinic in Longwood, we're not only hearing from their attorneys, but we're seeing the newborn baby girl who the couple says is not biologically theirs. Court documents show the baby girl was born in December through IVF from the Fertility Center of Orlando. Soon after, the parents, who were white, realized the baby is not. And genetic testing revealed the little girl isn't theirs. The couple is now begging for answers from the clinic and Dr. Milton McNichol, who they say implanted the embryo.
So that we can find and secure the remaining embryo or embryos, and so that we can notify the genetic parents of Shay of her existence.
Wow, they're like really white. And the baby looked like an Indian or something. It doesn't even look black. It looked like a foreign black. What the? And they're like really white, and they're trying to have a white baby. July just feels white. They ain't gonna have no white baby for July. That baby blacker than me with good hair. And I'm black as the ace of spades. Does it look like a Negro baby, Nick, or an Indian baby?
You know, as someone who's culturally enriched, I don't know, I could say,
what kind
like,
of baby?
Tamil?
Tamil?
Maybe Tamil, maybe black, maybe Tamil.
Is that my baby?
Oh, hold on.
Is that my baby?
You said what, James?
Are you able to zoom in on that hair?
No, I can't zoom in on this one.
Is it like nice black nappy hair? Or
that's
is
what
it
I
like
can't tell.
That's
Indian,
straight,
straight hair.
I know straight hair, and I know nappy hair. That's straight hair.
I feel like getting up and getting close to the picture.
Yeah, if that's that good hair, then I'd say like Tamil, some sort of...
What Tamil mean?
Tamil. Sri Lankan.
T-A-M-I-L, right? T-A-M-I-L? Is that how you
T-A-M-I-L, yeah.
What that mean?
It's some type of Indian Pakistani subset, right?
Correct. Something like that. Southeast Indian. Tamil. Punjabi.
Amazing. And look how white those people are. That lady gonna go home with that baby, and the neighbor gonna say, that's the mailman's baby.
terrible. I disclaim.
It ain't no white baby. My father married us a Cherokee. My mother people were ashamed of me.
So that woman, that woman did get pregnant and have that baby though.
Well, they put the sperm stuff in a bottle.
Right.
And then they said, well, 5 years, of course, they report 5 years later, they want to have a baby.
Yeah.
And they went back, and the doctor put that baby in the woman, and she had that baby. What?
I said, it's interesting.
Very interesting, to say the least.
Because that baby's actually 5 years old already, right? Or maybe younger, maybe older, depending on whose baby it actually is.
But it doesn't.
Because the embryos is frozen alive.
But they're not aging.
True. It's an unaged five-year-old.
So how are you going to be 5 years old?
I don't know. Never mind. I hate science.
The lawsuit claimed the couple asked the clinic to reunite their daughter with her biological parents and pay for genetic testing of embryos from the past 5 years. Why is this?
During a virtual emergency hearing on Wednesday, the couple's attorney laid out seven requests, including getting the clinic to pay for genetic testing of any child born under the clinic's care in the past 5 years.
We're trying to both identify who got the patient's embryos, as well as we're trying to identify where... What set of parents did Shay's embryo come from?
Nothing like that.
That hearing ultimately lasted about 40 minutes, and at the very end, the attorney for this clinic and the doctor agreed to those terms.
At least they should have given them a light-skinned baby. And so down in Florida, they can pretend the baby was out in the sun on the back porch. What the... Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. David is the first time caller out of New York. David, you are on the air.
How's it going, Jesse? Yeah, I'm in Syracuse, New York.
All is well, David.
Oh, I just I wanted to just first say you when I first heard you say all thoughts are all lies all the time about everything. Boy, that really resonated.
Good. In what way did it resonate for you?
You know, because it's like up until then, you know, you're dealing with certain thoughts that can deceive, and yeah. You know, you're trying to people say, oh, sometimes fear is good, you know, and I'm like, yeah, maybe if you're walking on the edge of like a cliff and there's no, you know, guardrail or something, right. You could be a little cautious, but you can't live in fear, you know.
Fear is an illusion. It's not even real. That's why when you have fear, when it does appear, you go right to it and smash it in the face. Because it's not even real.
Yep. Yeah. I just wanted to comment, because I know it's Country and Western Tuesday.
Yes.
But I was briefly living out in Canastota, New York. It's a more rural area. And I met a pastor, because my ex did. It's a mess. My ex took my kids. She's trying to flee the state.
Wow.
It's a mess. But,
how many kids?
Oh, I have one son.
And she tried to take him from you?
Yeah, right now, you know, it's like CPS is looking for her. I was hoping I could have an Amber Alert issued, but it's just a mess. I've been praying on it, you know, the anxiety comes, and I'm like, yeah. But I just wanted to comment
David,
that.
Hold that thought. Let me take a quick break.
Gotcha.
Hold on. I got to take a quick break back in a moment to your calls and Super Chats. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. Hey, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Number one, men's forum this Thursday night. This is the first Thursday of the month of February. And we did not have our meeting this past January because it came on a Thursday and we were out celebrating New Year's Day. So I just realized that this Thursday is our first meeting of the year. Oh, Lord. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be what the? For men only this Thursday at 7 p.m. And ladies, get ready. When we had the ladies meeting in January, your meeting is coming up the third Thursday. So as of right now, it's on too for the third Thursday of the month. And don't forget to watch the last episode of Punchy TV. It was amazing. Fight, fight, fight! Punchy TV. P-U-N-C-H-I-E. No S. Punchy TV. You can podcast it. And if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, a brand new live episode tomorrow. And like these videos. Like the videos. All right, let me go back to David out of New York, first-time caller. Hey, David.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, so your ex-wife met a pastor.
Oh, no, thank goodness she wasn't my wife, but she was just my baby's mother, as they would say here.
Oh, are you white?
Yes.
And you made a baby out of wedlock?
Unfortunately, yes. Couldn't get her to marry me, you know?
That's normally a black thing to do.
I kind of grew up in the hood, you know. So,
So you became like what you hate. So you made a baby, even though she refused to marry you. You said, "Oh, well, I'm gonna make a baby."
Yeah, well, she kind of lied and said she couldn't have any more children. So she kind of, you know, set me up. I planned on having a child with her, but you know, women are very deceiving.
But still, just because she's, I know other guys who are dealing with the same thing. The woman said that they couldn't have babies, and the guy has the sex with her, and then again, he didn't protect himself from it, and so he ended up in trouble like that.
Oh, yes, yes.
Amazing. But anyway, you met this preacher lady, a person.
Oh, yeah. So we moved out into the country because I was trying to get her out of the chaotic city. She was, you know, I'm just trying to work and support. And one night she was down in the kitchen. She claimed she was possessed. She goes, "I feel possessed." She was trying to call the police on me just to do it, just to try to remove me from the household. And I looked at her, I go, "I'm the only one paying the bills. I'm not going to get physical." I go, "But if you're really possessed, why don't you go to the church that's out here?" It's, you know. So long story short, when I met the pastor, Jake, he was talking to me about her and stuff, and he goes, "Oh, my wife was given a sermon or whatever." And I go, "Excuse me?" I go, "Your wife is a pastor as well?" He's like, "Well, yeah." And I go, is that biblically accurate? You know, can a woman in the Bible, the like a virtuous woman?
Oh,
and I
no.
go, I don't know. And he tried to get angry and tried to start arguing, and I says, well, you know, good luck with that. And then, you know, she went and got baptized and all that, and then nothing changed. She just, you know, she had these books on, like, witchcraft. Because my father had a lot of books that I moved out there. And,
so she was one of the Proverbs 31 women.
Yes, the pastor's wife. And when I went to speak with my, you know, girlfriend, you know, she's like, oh, you know, some of those, you know, she was just gossiping. I go, I don't know if the church is really helping. And then I was going through my bookshelf, and I saw she had all these witchcraft books hidden and all this crap. And I go, this has got to go. I go, you can't serve, you know, two masters. You're trying to go to church and act like, you know, you're like a holy roller, but you got all these witchcraft books and tarot cards. And I took some of, when I found the tarot cards, I went and threw them out in the back fire pit, like, immediately. My father used to get real upset. My brother's friends would try to bring, like, a Ouija board in one night. And my dad was real laid back, old Italian guy. He jumped up. He said, no way, you're not bringing that in my house. You know, you're going to bring stuff in I don't want. But, yeah, I just wanted to share that, you know, because I've been going through it and just trying to stay calm, stay busy and work, you know. And
are you done with her now?
Yes, with her, yes. She's got the restraining orders and all that, but the court system here, I won't say any names, but
right.
The family court system here, the lady judge, I think she's becoming aware of her narcissist manipulation, where she was claiming I was abusive to my child and her, which is apparently a lie.
The stories are so familiar. I hear them all the time.
Yes, it's a modern woman problem, I guess. Or I mean, it's probably
no, it's
like
evil.
This. Yes, yes.
Why did you go to court? Why are you in court?
Well, she tried to drag me into family court to try to get full custody and all this, but she wasn't cooperating with the system. So back in like October when I went to family court, she blew it off, didn't show up. CPS wanted to, you know, check on my son. He's autistic. And she didn't show up. And when the judge called her from the courtroom, she started cursing the judge out.
Whoa.
And that's when, that's when the people started looking. I looked at my lawyer, and I plugged my ears. I go, come on. It's like, show and prove. I go, she's showing to be non-credible. All her lies about me are kind of being exposed. And, you know, she blew off the next court date a week later. And then from what they said, she fled. They think she fled the state. You know, they put out a missing person report. But I got to do my due diligence with the court system and, jump through a couple of their hoops. You know, they want me to go to anger management and parenting classes and domestic violence, 15-week domestic violence class. Even though I didn't do anything violent, you know, all the gentlemen in the class say the same thing. And the guy running the class goes, well, you're all in here for domestic violence. Whether you're not violent or not, you have to be here, you know.
What a mess. Why don't you just let her have the baby and you cut all that out and live your life?
No, I am doing that. I'm not going to lie to you. It was really upsetting me for a while because, you know, I got my brothers and other family and friends. They go, oh, you're a deadbeat dad. Or I was sending child support money and they sent it back at one point and they said, I forget what was going on, the particulars, but they're trying to remove the child from her.
Yeah.
And put him in foster care. Because she tried to, you know, say I was a bad father and blah, blah, blah. So I got family and peers trying to judge me, you know.
But why do you pay attention to them at all?
Oh, I've stopped. You know what I mean?
But why were you doing that?
Oh, you know, the devil tries to get right in your head.
Yeah.
It's like the song, you know. The song goes, he's making a home in my head. He's trying to deceive me, and I wasn't trying to get emotional, but I wouldn't want my son to think I abandoned him, but I'm not going to get caught in that thought.
Going to court and wasting your money with lawyers, and now you got to go to this stupid class and all that. Your son, she's still going to make your son think whatever she want him to think because he's too young to know the truth, and you would have wasted money, time, and everything else, and he would still be screwed up.
Yep. So like you say, don't cut the baby in half. Just let it go.
Right.
And
you are supposed to only love truth. You more than you do yourself, more than you do anyone or anything. Because if you don't, you're going to make that your God, and it will control you and destroy you.
Well, you could say that again.
Are you working on yourself now?
Yes.
Oh, good. And have you forgiven your mother?
Yes. She passed back in 2018, I was listening to your show frequently throughout that time.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I did it in a way where it was unconfrontational. Same with my father, but he agreed with basically everything you would say. He passed away last October.
Okay. But you forgave your mother after she expired?
I did it before.
But what do you mean unconfrontational?
Oh, like, you know, I hear a lot of people say when they go to you know, they feel like anxiety and fear. I didn't, you know, I was sitting down for a meal and I just subtly said it like, oh, you know, I forgive you guys. You guys did the best you could. And, you know, I don't resent, you know, and they're both like, okay, you know, oh, and they said, you know, we're not rich and we're not perfect. And, you know, and my father, he would say, like you say, you know, he'd go, you know, seek first the kingdom of heaven. Everything else will come. Don't, you know, don't stress out. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. You know,
amazing. One quick thing that I got to run because of time. Are you doing the silent prayer every day, every morning, every night?
Oh, I'm not going to lie. I am not. I have been trying to get in a regimen, like you said, to do it first thing when you wake up. I know.
How will you overcome the darkness without the light?
That's impossible.
So you don't want the light? You love the darkness?
No, I want the light.
You will go to the light.
Yes. Yeah, I think tonight I'm going to do the silent prayer, and then in the morning I'm going to do it immediately.
That's amazing. You've been listening for a long time, and you know the darkness is driving you, and yet you won't, and you know where to look for the light, and you won't look for it. Isn't that, like, amazing?
Amazing. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I hear the other callers calling that non-first-time caller, and you hit them with it, and they say the same thing. Oh, I don't even know about it, or I didn't look into it. I looked into it, and I know I can, you know.
Or they say, well, I started, but I don't do it every day now. I'm like, what the?
Yeah, they fall off the wagon, so to speak, right?
Yeah. Well, David, do what you want, but I recommend you go to the light and live in the light, and the light will make it right. I promise you that.
Definitely.
I wish you well, man.
Thank you. You as well. I want to say thank you to you, Jesse. Amazing. And to the whole staff. You guys have a very wonderful day.
Right on. You too, David. Thank you.
Thank you again.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Delaware and talk to Mikhail in Delaware. Mikhail, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning, Mikhail.
So you told me to forgive my parents. I forgave my mother, and I tried to forgive my father, but I couldn't get in contact with him. But I got in contact with, I guess, his wife, and I was able to get in contact with him, and I forgave him.
And how did it go when you went to your mother?
When I forgave my mother first, when I went with her, it was pretty simple. She just said, okay, you know.
Right on.
I wanted a reaction out of it, but
you did?
It was good. Yeah.
And why?
I was being evil, you know.
Yeah.
Because I was being evil.
Good.
And even with my father, you know, with him, when he was saying what he was saying, like the evil in me was like, oh, you're... Why would I want some relationship with you? You're a demon like everyone else, you know? But, you know, it's for me and for my son to forgive him and for him. You know, this is what I want. So why would I have a reason to complain about, you know? This is what I want.
You're not forgiving him to try to have a relationship with him. You want to forgive him so you can return to the Father, to God.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot return to God unless you forgive your parents, especially your father. Because the men represent God on earth. Even though most men have walked away from him, they still sons of God that are serving the evil. But so you don't try to have a relationship with him. You just don't want to resent him.
Right. Okay.
So any other question or anything?
No, that's it. That's all.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yes, sir, definitely. I have to. There's for me at least, there's nothing in this world for me but evil and suffering.
Yep.
I'm grateful that I can do the silent prayer.
Will you stay with it? Stay with it. Stay with it. And you're going to see that every human being on the planet, except for those men and women who are now working on themselves to overcome, they are pure evil, and you have to avoid them. Now, that doesn't mean you don't hang out with people or have fun or do it, but you cannot try to get any type of friendship or anything from a human being, because if you do, you're going to be dealing with the devil, and the devil would try to destroy you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jesse.
You stay with it, man.
I will.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Grooving Mastiff, 5 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Thank you. Amazing.
I cracked up a week or two ago when you played that clip of the guy who said, "Praise the Lord," after every few words that he spoke. I decided that I'm going to start doing that when I want to make people uncomfortable so that they leave when they're trying to have a pointless conversation with me.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you all, and let's endure all the garbage that's inside of us this year.
That's right. And you will get to the point you won't have to do it anymore. It will end, and then you can just live. Real life is not about enduring. Real life is about living. But because we've been so distracted by thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, you got to overcome that. And that's what you're enduring, overcoming. But you get to the point where you will live if you stay with it. But you got to stay in the light. So practice being aware of yourself breathing. Remember I said come back to your body, be aware of your body. Maybe breathing will help. You think, Hank?
Yep.
You being aware of yourself breathing?
Here and there.
Why not everywhere?
I suppose I have an assumption that it's impossible.
Impossible. That's what you are to me, impossible, yeah. I like your shirt, Hank.
A man with anger is a murderer.
That's right.
Jesse Lee Peterson.
That's deep.
Nice.
Amazing.
Someone bought 3.
And you can get that at
JesseLeePeterson.shop.
JesseLeePeterson.shop.
Yep.
Amazing. Thank you.
Hello, sir, says someone with 3 coffees.
Hello.
John is my name.
How is you?
I bought a coffee last week. However, it didn't get red. Maybe this one will be. And I didn't give my name last time, though. Do you say grace over your food?
Who is grace?
Apparently, is that a no? You don't?
No, I said it, Proverbs 31.
You praise the righteous woman over your food?
No, I'm playing. I don't say grace, but before I eat, just start eating, I become aware that the food is there, I'm about to eat, so I can practice being present throughout the whole meal rather than going unconscious. And that's what it means. To pray over your food means to stay conscious while you're eating so you will not forget about the spirit of truth and be lost into the darkness of your imagination. You won't get seduced. Because you can pray your food, oh, hold hands. Oh, Lord, thank you for the food. And thank you for mama or my wife who made the food. And Lord, bless her. And Lord, thank you for the food. and then nothing that I eat should hurt me, and blah, blah, blah. And then the moment you take the first bite, you go unconscious. So just before you start eating, be aware that you're about to eat. And that's what it means to pray, to be conscious, to be aware. Amazing. Thank you.
And someone with that coffee from January 25th, which we did read the 28th a few days late. I had missed it, but I did eventually read it.
Right on.
He said, but we kind of glossed over it, I recall. Sir, when people haven't heard of forgiveness of their mother and father, why does it sound like you're beating them up? If they don't know, why would they do it?
But I'm not beating them up. I'm just pointing them to the truth. We did read that, though.
Yeah, we had read that.
I do remember that.
Yep.
No, I'm not beating them. It just sounds that way. And there's no one there to beat up anyway. All thoughts.
You can't handle the truth.
That's right. You're not your body. Okay. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. So there's no one there to beat up. Oh, amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Anthony L., good morning, Country and Western Tuesday. Roll 'em, roll 'em, roll 'em.
Rawhide.
Hey.
You remember Rawhide?
I remember the song. I never watched this TV show or whatever it was.
Really?
It was before my time.
Oh, man, y'all missed out on real life.
Indeed.
Derek, my producer, said he tried to pray before every meal.
Nice.
Derek, my black producer tried to pray before every meal. I'm not surprised. You know how black people like to pray.
Yes. That's why he's so slim.
You got to pray just to make it today. Amazing.
Lin Yen Chin, where you worship insecurity, also known as insanity, which is sin, you treat being certain as being insane. You mouth breather, also known as slave to sin, error. Lin Yen Chin.
Amazing. Thank you.
No such thing as, quote-unquote, reasonable doubt, says Lin Yen Chin. That's an oxymoron phrase and the core of intellectualism. Don't worship doubt. Doubt rules mama drama / intellect.
Intellectual people are dumb people. I was thinking when I was at the Oscar party.
No, Grammy party.
I mean the Grammy party, and I thought it was the Oscar. Oh, black and slow. They were acting like we were. But the Grammy party. I realized because in the Bible it says that the rich, something like the rich, it's easier to go through a camel eye than it, what?
It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle
than it is for a rich person.
Than it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
I see why that's so true. Because when you're rich like that, all the fame and lights flashing over you, you think you have everything. And then you go home and cry. Amazing. Mark 10:25. Thank you, Derek. Thank you very much.
Expel the great white pope, Vatican III. Super chat. Expel the Jesuits and arrest the PDF clergy.
Amazing.
I disclaim. I do not endorse nor oppose.
And I don't even understand what it means. But thank you. I got to take a break. When I come back, straight to your calls and more of your super chat. Thank you. Back in a moment. The hate news is coming now. Not the fake news, but the hate news. I'll be back. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
all kinds of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, as you see from this cowboy, black cowboy right here. The 3rd of February, AD 2026, and the first Thursday of the month, the 5th, I believe, is going to be the Men's Forum. First Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond and Los Angeles. You can join us, and if you need info, you can check online, rebuildingtheman.com/events. Or you can call 1-800-411-BOND, leave a message during off hours, which this is currently off hours. But 1-800-411-2663 or local number 323-782-1980, 323-782-1980. That's only if you need more info. Just show up for men only, right? Women's forums are third Thursday of the month. 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news, to get on hold, young or old, to get on air with JLP in the second hour coming up, or even the third hour. It is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, there's a $2 fee, supposedly $2, maybe 2 euros or oiras, whatever, to toss coins into Rome's Trevi Fountain. Some tourists are ignoring the new rules altogether. A city official said that patrols may be introduced after visitors this week flung coins toward the fountain from beyond the barriers, but they missed and were hitting people. People had to duck, sending people ducking for cover. Terrible. Degenerates. Anyway, the moon mission has been delayed. The moon is real. So is space. And so is the moon landing. But not right now. NASA, which does not mean lies, has delayed the launch of its historic Artemis II lunar mission, set to send 4 astronauts into deep space for the first time since the Apollo program ended more than 5 decades ago, 50 years ago. The mission has been scheduled to lift off as soon as February 8th, but NASA said several issues emerged, or at least a few, during a wet dress rehearsal conducted early today, including hydrogen leaks. Wet dress rehearsal, does that mean when they do that thing underwater and all you flat earth or space deniers think that that's trying to trick us? The agency is now targeting March for the earliest possible launch, giving teams additional time to review data and conduct a second rehearsal. Interesting. And Nancy Guthrie is missing. The mother of today used to be, Today anchor Savannah Guthrie. Her mom, Nancy, is missing after being abducted from her Arizona home. Whoa. Law enforcement said Nancy Guthrie, age 84, was last seen at his residence near Tucson on Saturday night and was reported missing after she did not show up to church Sunday morning. Huh. When law enforcement arrived at her house Sunday, they found what Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos described as very concerning evidence, indicating she was likely taken from her bed. A criminal investigation underway, and police said the time is of the essence to find her, especially since she is without crucial, meaning essential, medication that she takes daily. Whoa, wow. And immigration enforcement. All Homeland Security officers in Minneapolis are being issued body cameras. So said Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, announcing that on Monday. Previously, some federal officers had resorted to filming tense interactions with protesters on their personal devices. The move is intended to improve transparency after 2 U.S. citizens who were disruptors and agitators and got themselves in that bad situation were fatally shot by federal agents in the city last month. The initiative also comes amid heightened scrutiny and public criticism over the aggressive conduct of some ICE agents in various states. We'll see what happens. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2. ¶¶
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, what's the right way for parents and others to help others become strong? You always hear some people say, be strong. Or the parents, I'm trying to make my kids be strong. What is the best way to do that? Do you throw them in the water like that and make them learn to swim? Or how can you make or help someone to become strong? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you got to go and work out or you got to go and do something, you just can't watch the show, you're like, wow, I wish I could watch it live. You can. You can listen live for sure. You can podcast, but you can listen to this show while it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go and buy me on coffee.com/JLP talk. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Tuesday. Second hour of the show on a Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
Oh. All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. What now? Pete from Alaska. That is an amazing song, really. Y'all just don't know the depths of that song. It's amazing. A spiritual battle. And it's going to get worse. My country is no longer Tears of Thee. It's no longer America. It's gone. But worry not. All right. A quick video I want to show you real fast. What, and I want to know is this good parenting or not? If you don't see now that you are ruled by evil and that every human being, because of the trauma in the home, 99.99% of the time it starts in the home, maybe once in a while outside the home too, but the moment you pop out of your mama's womb, you're traumatized. And it, you go into the darkness, and you live in the darkness, and you call it light. And someone's trying to warn you, hey, you're in the darkness. It's like people who learn the Bible. Christ said, and I repeat, even though it's not Thursday, Bible Thumper Thursday, you search the page. And you worship the pages. And the pages only speak about me. They speak about me. And so you never find the kingdom of heaven within because you think searching the pages is the kingdom. And you never find me. And if you know the people who read the Bible or intellectual people read the secular information, that's all they ever get. And they quote and they hold rituals and they think that they have found the kingdom of heaven. And they can quote the Bible and not know that the devil is deceiving them. And even the Bible said, hey, you search the pages, but you never find me. You never enter into the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that amazing? And they are so intellectual, you can't convince them. Even Christ couldn't convince even the Jewish preachers at that time that they were wrong. The pages only tell you about the Son and the Father. And you think knowing about the Son and the Father is knowing the Son and the Father. What the? And you look crazy. You just know about them. You don't know them. And all you're doing is like quoting about Martin Luther King Jr. John 5:39. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And it is they that bear witness about me. The pages are only bearing witness about the light, about the Father, about the Son. But you think the pages are eternal life. And you never enter into the kingdom of heaven within. Isn't that amazing? That is like so mind-blowing to me. I don't know what to do with it. And the Christian, the religious people are all religious people. Do you believe in the God of the Bible? They be yelling at you. And all they have done is search the scriptures, and the scriptures talk about him. And they think it's eternal life. And they never enter into the kingdom of heaven within. There is a kingdom of heaven within. There is a resurrection and a light. Resurrection and the light. It's done. It's finished. All you have to do is enter into the light and live. And every human being has to come out of the darkness. We all end up in darkness. But only a few find the light. Isn't that sad? That's just so sad. Is this good parenting from Grok? This post shares a video of a mother filming her 17-year-old son packing his belongings after getting a tattoo without permission. He's 17. He got a tattoo without permission, according to the story. And she's repeatedly, parents aren't wrong, trying to assert authority. Watch this from X.
You not to get no tattoo. You went and got a tattoo without my permission. You're getting out this house. Why are you laughing? Dude. You leaving. Get all your shit and get out of here. You don't like to listen? Get out of here. All right, bro. You 17 years old. All you right, want? You think you grown? All right,
Mom, okay. Does he have his PlayStation?
No. You're getting out of here. Kicking them out. This is what you do to 17-year-old kids that want to be grown, that don't listen to their parents. Get Leave your parents. Now you got to go. Leave my lotion. You ain't pay for that. Leave it.
Amazing, huh? That's hell on earth. And that is every mother on the planet. Isn't that amazing? And unfortunately, if he doesn't forgive her, he's become like what he hates. He's taken on the identity of evil that's in the woman, in the mother. Every male, every female take on the thing that they hate and they call it love. That's so typical in the black family. I don't even know what to tell you. And you wonder why the black kids act that way. They become like their mothers and grandmothers, the boys and the girls. It's not about racism. It's not physical at all. It's spiritual. And then they're going to go out living crazy life because now they're in their head, not knowing that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. No such thing as a true thought. She tried to assert authority. That's not the way you do it. And it goes on from generation to generation to generation. And then she, if she didn't do it, someone would have recorded and put it online. What the? Because she's like a strong woman. 888-7753-773. Let me talk to Sean out of New York. Sean, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Sean.
I just want to first say thank you for having this out there because it has changed my life in ways that I don't think I could imagine a year ago. So
amazing.
Thank you for putting the truth out there.
And stay with it, man. Stay with it. Stay with it. And only get clearer.
That's my motto.
Right on.
My handed down motto. you interviewed, what was his name? Dan Pena? The Pena guy, the real rich guy who yells at everybody?
Oh, yeah. That was a long time ago. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, I guess that brings up one question is if I'm listening to your old shows, is that me just being in my thoughts or imagination? Like, I go back and listen to your old shows rather than, say, watching TV or doing something.
You're looking for the truth, so just don't hold on to what you hear. Let it go in one ear and out the other. You're wanting the truth, so you're doing the right thing.
Okay.
Just don't hold on to it, because it'll just become knowledge. And you'll find yourself just quoting knowledge, never really getting the understanding. But if you let it go in one ear and out the other, don't hold on to it, understanding will come and make you free. I promise you that.
Thank you. That was one of the things I wondered after his interview, because I found myself in my imagination thinking about, you know, oh, well, now I got to be Dan Pena. But I realized that I don't, you know.
Uh-uh.
I did. It was really fun, though, and I would encourage anybody to go to his website and take the snowflake test.
You don't want to be anyone but you.
Exactly.
It's never going to work until you finally become the whole, the real you. And if you stay with us, Sean, you'll get there. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
I'm doing it every morning. I have trouble figuring out whether I'm doing it at night because I will do it at night. But sometimes it's, you know, I'd have trouble sleeping because I've got shoulder pain and knee pain, and it wakes me up about every 2 hours. And, you know, if I wake up at 3 or 4, I'll do it. But then I don't know if that necessarily counts as being in the evening. I don't know. But
do you do it before bed?
No.
And why not?
Just
for the record, why not?
For the record, why not?
Yeah.
I just don't. I mean, not consistently. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. When I don't, it's usually because I get caught up in YouTube videos and then get tired and just fall asleep.
And so you allow an evil to keep you from the light. Because do what you want, but if you were to do it, be sincere about being in the light, amazing things can happen for you, even with the pain you have. But the light can't help you if you forget to be in the light. The worst thing that a human being can do for him or herself is to forget to be present. But that's up to you, Sean. You don't have to do it. You can stay with the YouTube and just whatever. But if you want to be free, and even and healing is possible when you're in the light. The light cannot heal you when you're in the darkness.
I agree. I believe that entirely.
Yeah.
I mean, the light is the light. It's the truth. It's, yeah. You know, so if God measured the universe with the expanse of his hand, if he can, if that's how, you know, if that's how big God is, you know, he can do whatever he wants.
That's
but
right.
You have to be in the light for it. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it, Sean. Thank you.
I do have another question.
Oh, okay.
I've gone to my mother, and we've had the conversation, and I've forgiven her. My father's been dead for 25 years, so I've forgiven him, meaning I just don't have any resentment towards him anymore, and I can see how they split up, and I can see whatever that means. But I've forgiven her and have forgiven him. Who else do I have to go forgive? Do I have to go forgive, like I have a brother who I forgave once, and then, I guess you just have to keep forgiving people as many times as they wrong you, I guess, right?
If you have forgiven your parents already, you are not whole in it. You've forgiven the whole world. You will not hold anything against anyone for any reason, because you will understand that as you could not help yourself, they cannot help themselves. They cannot see. So once you truly realize you're wrong for resenting them and you're forgiving them, there's no one else to forgive, because I don't care what has happened or may happen, you will never hold a grudge against anyone for any reason.
Okay. I guess maybe here's my second part to that question. I don't like my brother and his wife, and I don't want to be around them. I just don't. Is that hate, or is that?
Do you resent him?
I resent them. Yeah.
And why do you resent your brother?
I resent him for staying with his wife. I resent what his wife brings into the larger dynamic of our family. But I forgave them for that. That's one thing.
But not if you resent him, you haven't.
Well, I forgave them for that. And then, how do I put it? My son attempted to take his life. And then, you know, he actually succeeded in 2023. He was 20.
So he tried a couple of times until he did it?
Yeah, he succeeded in 2023.
And so how old was he?
He was 20.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And before that, my brother's wife was making, you know, was trying to reach out to him and saying that, you know, she had some special word of knowledge from God. And they follow that whole line of things. They've never once, we were raised in that tradition, so they're still deceived into thinking that's the way things are.
Right.
So they're listening to demons and then trying to contact my son and, you know, go around me and have a relationship with him. And then they said some things that were like, I was offended. Yeah, no reason to beat around the bush. And I can forgive them, but then I feel like forgiveness opens the door for me to have to be around them again, and I just can't stand the thought of being around them.
And why do you feel that it opened the door where you have to hang around them again?
Because I don't know if there's another way.
What do you mean by that?
One, to forgive him, I have to see him, which is one thing. And I'm not afraid of the confrontation, but it would be confrontational. But then,
It doesn't have to be confrontational because you don't have to fight with the devil.
With my mother,
you are admitting that you're wrong.
But with other people, it's been, with some people that I've had discussions with, like, I don't know how to explain it. But
you don't have to argue with anyone about anything. Yeah. That's on you because whatever you're doing is inside of you. You don't have to argue with anyone else just because they want to argue. You don't have to go with it.
Do I have to see them at Christmas?
I'm sorry?
Do I have to see them at Christmas?
At Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, once they're forgiven, then they're going to think everything's okay. And
why do you care about that? Why do you think about what they think if everything is okay? That's on them. They let them think whatever they want. That's happening inside of them. It has nothing to do with you. You're listening to the devil, and the devil is convincing you not to forgive, and you're going to suffer even more so.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. I will.
What gives you the right? What is it about you that's so right that you think it's okay not to forgive them?
I was using the future that the devil was trying to paint for me and the complications of it as an excuse not to.
Absolutely. And once you truly forgive, Sean, you're going to be in control of your own life. And you'll be able to go and come whenever you want to or be around others if you want to. And you wouldn't even give it a second thought as to what they think about you being around or not being around. You would be in control of your own life finally. But you're right. You listen to the devil telling you, if you forgive, now you got to hang out with them. Or you got to think about them for Christmas. You're living in an illusion that's not even happening right now.
Yeah, I am. Okay, that's very clear.
I wish you well, man.
And you as well.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks.
888-775-3773. Let me go to Troy out of Minnesota. Troy, you are on the air.
Happy 2026, Jesse.
Thank you.
No, I was just calling because yesterday I...
Oh, hold on. Sean asked me about... Who did he ask me about?
Dan Pena.
So I interviewed Dan on the fallenstate.tv, so you can check that out. It's an old episode, but very interesting. Check out the fallenstate.tv. Go ahead, Troy.
Sorry. So yesterday I was out and about wearing my ice hat because I support ICE. And
You're wearing your ice hat?
Yeah, I'm not ICE. I just support ICE. I was inspired to get it a few years ago because Charlie Kirk wore it. And I usually get a few, glares once in a while, but I was out buying silver and all of a sudden we hear the door crack open, and this guy's like, "Hey, are you an ICE agent?" And I look over my shoulder and I say, "No." He was a leftist, I could tell. And he's just like, "You need to take off that effing hat." And I said, "No." I was like, "What?" And he's like, "I'm gonna get 40 people down here if you don't take off that hat and you don't get out of here." I was like, "Okay, well then I'm gonna call the police." And so all the people in the store rushed up to him and were like pushing him out of the store. But I was like, I have no idea that these people, like, the ice hat is the new MAGA hat. I had my pepper spray on me, so I wasn't worried that anything was going to happen, but we ended up getting kicked out of the store.
And you said you had no idea what?
I just said I understand, like, ICE around here in Minnesota is a very crazy topic right now, but the fact is that I think somebody tipped him off that I had an ice hat.
But you said you had no idea what you stopped that no idea. You had no idea what?
I just said, I just had no idea that, like, just wearing an ice hat could trigger an attack dog like that, you know?
And why didn't you have idea of that, knowing that in Minnesota it's a really big deal right now? Why you didn't realize that you're putting on a hat that's going to bring trouble for you?
Yeah, I know that it is a very hot topic, but what I was trying to say is...
So you had like, no idea that you're putting on this hat, ice is a big deal over there in Minnesota, and that that was going to bring attention and bring trouble for you? You didn't know that before you put it on?
Well, to this level is what I'm saying.
Did you know that it was going to bring trouble for you?
I don't think it's in America, it shouldn't, but...
Did you know that putting on that hat, the ice hat in Minnesota, was going to bring trouble for you?
Honestly, Jesse, I don't walk around with that fear.
Did you know that putting on an ice hat in Minnesota and going out into the street was going to bring trouble for you?
I don't think so, but I know that it does now.
You didn't know that it was going to bring trouble before you put it on?
I've worn it multiple times here, and nobody's ever done anything to me.
Did you know that before you put it on that it was going to bring trouble?
I don't know.
I'm sorry?
No, I don't think it was going to.
You didn't think putting on the ice hat in Minnesota was going to bring trouble for you?
Well, I mean, ice isn't hated just here, so.
You didn't know putting on an ice hat in Minnesota at this time was going to bring trouble for you? You did not know that before you put the hat on?
Well, I know now.
Did you know that before you put the hat on and went outside?
Like I said, Jesse, I've been wearing it for years and years, and I've never had anybody say anything to me about it.
And did you know, and I know at this time in Minnesota that if you put on the ice hat and go outside, you're going to bring trouble upon yourself?
Mm. Well, with all the stuff going on, there is, yeah, you're bringing attention. So, but
you knew that before you went outside with it, right?
Yeah, but I support ice. So,
And so you knew it was going to bring trouble before you went outside, right?
I wasn't trying to bring trouble, but if that's what it invites, then...
You knew before you put the hat on and went outside it's going to bring trouble, right?
No.
In Minnesota.
I'm not in Minneapolis. I'm in kind of a suburb, so I'm farther away from it. But
was it a thrill for you to put the hat on and then for the people to come and yell at you? Did that feel like a thrill to you?
No.
So you didn't get no feeling from knowing that if your reaction to you have on a hat?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't when during that confrontation, I wasn't scared at all.
I didn't say you were scared, but did you get a thrill?
No.
Knowing that they were upset because you had the hat on, it's a thrill, man.
No, I it wasn't my goal for that. I'm just here to show support.
And why are you trying to show support to them?
Because they're the good guys, and we just need to have their backs right now.
Why?
They're what?
Why?
Because this country is on the edge of a blade, and if we buckle, it's over.
But you're not an ice man. You're not buckling. Why you feel like you need to put your life at risk like that?
Well, I'll definitely think twice about wearing it in public now.
No, why did you think you should put your life on the line, get out there and fight with ice? How is that going to help?
I'm not out there fighting with them.
Supporting them by wearing a hat outside like that. How is that helping them? Troy, thank you, man. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. Thank you, Troy. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Country and Western, amazing. Like the videos. Also, I do shout-outs for you. Birthdays, encouragement shout-out, congratulations shout-out. Whatever the shout-out is, proposal shout-out. Some people like, hey, just I want to propose to my woman. Can you do a shout-out for me to her? I'll do it. What the? Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And we have the best counseling service on the planet. None like it. And I'm not making it up. Family individual counseling. And by phone, Skype, or walk-in. Go to rebuildingaman.com, rebuildingaman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to make an appointment, all right? And you may only need one session, two at best. And some people are like, Jesse, no. Si, senor. I like, they want follow-up, so we do follow-up. We allow it if you want it. All right. No, senor, how come Mexicans always carry a bunch of stuff around with them? I have a friend who is a Mexican, and he always carries a bunch of stuff. I'm like, why you have all that stuff around you? Bags and food. And I remember going to Cancun a couple of times, and every time I went in Cancun, Mexico, it would be a whole bunch of Mexicans on the plane, and they would have, like, trash bags of stuff. I was like, what the? That's not how you travel on an airplane with trash bags. But then I was told they buy a lot of stuff in the USA, and they take it back home to Mexico. I'm like, no, but that don't look right on the plane. That's like wearing pajamas on the plane or something. I was just wondering. I was teasing my buddy about it. He's just like his mama. What the? Efren is a first-time caller out of Connecticut. Efren, you are on the air.
JLP, how you doing? Half man, half amazing.
All is well. Amazing.
Yeah. You're like Vince Carter. Half man, half amazing.
Amazing.
Hey, I know you're a full-blooded American.
All the
so
way.
So you're going to be watching the Super Bowl.
No.
But my question to you is,
I'm not watching the Super Bowl because I don't have that kind of time. And I counseled with some guys, and they were telling me that they love the football games and stuff like that. And when they go and the people yelling, winning, rooting for their teams, and there's a lot of noise all around, they love that noise because it helps them to forget that they hate their wives. And as soon as the noise end, they look down at the wife and they remember how much they hate her.
Yeah, but you're a full-blooded, red-blooded American. You got to like football. Come on, Jesse.
I didn't have a football team at my high school. We had basketball and track and other stuff, but we didn't have a football team at all. So during those days, I don't know, there were many football teams around, so I never really got into football. But anyway, you gotta watch the game.
Well, I wasn't gonna speak specifically about the game. Even if you don't watch the game, you're still gonna have to tune in at halftime, because that's what I was gonna ask you. At halftime, are you gonna watch Bad Bunny, or are you gonna watch the All American halftime show with Kid Rock and a bunch of other guys?
No, I'm not gonna watch it.
Which one would you watch?
I'm not gonna watch it at all. I don't know what that means, that bunny. You mean like those bunny clubs at you have in place?
Well, you know, that's funny you bring up Hugh Hefner, because he basically did everything that P. Diddy did, but nobody ever went after him. I don't know. That's kind of strange.
Oh, man. When is the football?
This another red flag. Come on. JLP, man. These are red flags. You don't know when the football is?
No.
I thought you were full-blooded 100%.
I got
American.
A run because of time. I appreciate it, buddy, but I ain't got time to play about football. So I told you I'm not going to watch it. We didn't have a football team, and so I have no idea when it's going to be, where it's going to be, or even why. And I don't know about the bunny. I didn't even know they still had bunnies, like effing club. Right?
Is that guy still alive? He's not alive.
No, he died.
Rest in peace.
Man, so rest in peace. Do they perform at football games or something?
I don't believe so. I mean, they kind of dress up like them. Remember Beyonce at that thing 10 years ago or whenever that was?
Right.
But basically. Anyway,
because of time. Super, super.
Over on...
Super chat.
On YouTube, Lin Yen Chen says... Spakaro Brausen. Tamil has no E in it. It is Tamil. Why does it feel like black on black crime when Lord Goodhair goes back and forth with Jesse?
Repeat all that? I didn't get it. I'm trying to.
Spakaro Brausen.
That's the name of the person, right?
No, that's Sparkle Blouse. Anchor Baby.
Oh.
Lin Yen Chen is calling him Sparkle Blouse.
Oh.
San. Tamil, which I was pronouncing it Tamil, has no E in it. It is Tamil.
Tamil. What is Tamil?
It's a type of person. And the Canadians
like really
know
black
about
person?
Them. No, they're like India.
We used to call really black people Tar Babies.
India people, like Pakistani or India people.
Oh.
Because we're in America. Right. So all the foreigners in America are, like, Spanish speaking. And so when I see it, I see Tamil. But I don't even know what it is.
Oh, okay.
Anchor Baby knows French and Indian.
But anyway. He don't know much about history.
That's...
Nor biology.
Nor algebra. Nor even what a slide ruler's for.
But he does know he loves Alexis.
And
she loved him back, and what a wonderful world they have.
Nice. Because he's an A student.
Amazing.
But Lin Yen Chen asks, why does it feel like black-on-black crime when Lord Goodhair goes back and forth with Jesse? Because I'm sort of black.
Who is Lord Goodhair?
Me.
Oh, you Lord Goodhair? Oh, you have the good... Oh, hate with the good hair. Okay. Now it's kind of coming together.
Right. You have to learn his vernacular.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Lin Yen Chen.
I appreciate it.
Anthony L. Big smile sticker.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Ever Blazer. Is that my baby?
Lord have mercy. Is that my baby? Come here, baby. Oh, man, the baby be 100 years old. Come here, baby. What a mess!
that white couple. I don't know if that was theirs.
I can't believe that baby too black for that white couple.
Mm-hmm.
They have to know they made a mistake with that one. As soon as that baby popped out, they would be like, oops. This baby's skin is not going to lighten up. This is not a white baby. What the?
Lin Yan Chin.
Thank you, by the way.
Correcting some typos. Ought is it. Oz is in typo. Touchscreen equals devil. Because he had given some typos in his super chats.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone three coffees. Is awareness. Is awareness the mind of God?
100%. 100%. And that's what you want to do. You want to rise, come out of the mind of evil. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And anyone that's into thinking of the devil, and they're wicked. You want to rise above that into the mind of God. That's deep. Absolutely. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. And you used to know the mind of God when you were before you were traumatized. You just forgot and went into the darkness. And then no one ever told you, you know what? You're in darkness. Come out of the darkness into the light, into the mind of God. Had you been told that years ago, you would be a free man or woman. Is that a man or woman? It doesn't matter. You'll be a free man or woman right now.
Someone.
And that's why you can come out of it right now. I told Hake, I suggested to Hake and Anchor Baby and the rest of you to be aware of your breath. I'm looking at them. They ain't thinking about breathing.
I think it's a man.
But it's absolutely, sir. Who was it?
Someone.
Thank you, someone. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. How you know? I can see.
And Lin Yan Chin can tell, too, because he says, mouth breathers cannot be aware of their breath, or they would hear their poor enunciation as per constant gasping. LGH, that's Lord Goodhair, can't become aware of breath.
He can if he wants to. It can be done. Amazing.
Thank you.
It really can. You don't have to be you any longer. You can be free right now. At the blinking of an eye. Amazing. Thank you.
Brian R., if a wife wants more attention and affection than the guy normally gives, would a doormat give more?
No, a doormat would give less. A doormat would not go with her complaints. Oh, you don't pay me any attention. You don't love me. You're not listening to me. You're not appreciating my emotions. You would not and take the pain of not reacting to it. And you would see it's not happening to you. And don't let her pull you into it. Let her bitch and moan about it all day long. And don't react at all. And that's what it means to be a doormat. Let the ego go through what the ego got to go through in order to die from it spiritually. Amazing. Thank you.
Brian R. continues, I'd pay top dollar for a JLP country music album or county music album.
Amazing. Thank you. Hold on to the top dollar.
Everblazer. Do you believe in the God
Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside myself. It really don't feel as good enough. No. Go ahead.
Did you see Cher at the Grammy party?
I saw her on the local news.
Yeah. She said Luther Vandross.
Oh, I saw her on, I think, Jesse Water.
Okay.
And what happened?
She said Luther Vandross won a Grammy for the best album, but it was somebody else for a song or album named after Luther.
Right, I saw that on Just One. Cher looked like she didn't really want to be there. I mean, it looked like her mind was somewhere else.
Her mind was on Trump.
Amazing.
Everblazer, do you believe in the God of the Bible? You know, the Bible God. Laughing face with tears.
Do you believe in the God of the Bible? Do you believe in the God of the Bible? I'm like, what God of the Bible? You believe in God of the Bible? What a mess. Christians attacking. I told you, God is not in religion. Christ is not in religion. The Holy Spirit has nothing to do with religion. It's funny too how the Christians think they hear from the they're hearing from the Holy Spirit. I'm like, what the Holy Spirit would grieve me. Can you believe anyone think that way?
Convicts me.
Yeah, something like that. The Holy Spirit convinced me. Convicts me. The Holy Spirit ain't gonna convict you. How can love convict you? That's Satan convicting you. And there's no one there to be convicted. You're not guilty of anything. What the? And then they be like, how about Yahweh? Yahweh better sit down. Amazing. Thank you.
Moses props, so true. That's why the young guys are so angry, because the mother always yelling at them. Yeah. They become pure evil towards the children. Then the children becomes angry and evil, so fathers are needed.
All the time to protect the children from the mother. Amazing.
Start.
It doesn't even make sense that somebody, how do you think a Holy Spirit is going to convict you? What does that mean? And then some Christians think the Holy Spirit up in here. You know, the people be yelling out of a Bible Thumper Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, the Holy Spirit up in here. And they start dancing and hooping and hollering. And then they feel guilty, and they say, the Holy Spirit is convicting me. The Holy Spirit does not condemn nor convict. It's a teacher. You think God would give you a teacher to convict you? Come on, y'all. Come on, now. Nah. But thank you.
Starved baby. So Jesus should have stayed quiet and not preached, knowing that it might cause a problem?
I rest my case.
Thank you, Starved Baby. Leighton W., remember when you wore the eye patch? So happy everyone's feeling healthy again.
Right on. Thank you.
Pastor
Amazing. So Derek, my producer, saying, conviction. Holy Spirit will convince you. No, it won't, Derek. What? He lied. He learned that mess down in Alabama, wherever you're from.
Memphis?
Memphis.
Tennessee.
He said, the Holy Spirit will convince you, but never condemn you. Where you get? You think God going to give you a spirit that's going to convict you? And then the definition, conviction is a spirit led by awareness of wrongdoing that leads to hope, confession, and change. Lord have mercy. That's too much. You need to put down. There's no one there to convince you or condemn you. So why would God? That, oh, you know, my producer, poor producer. And condemnation is a hopeless and selfish feeling, self-focused feeling of worthlessness, and despair. So what do you think conviction is? It ain't no party. The ego is a mess. See, God said, and I repeat, let no one teach you. Let no one teach you. I will give you a teacher. These teachers are teaching you wrong. They are reading the pages, never finding the truth. And they're giving you letters from a page, and you believe that it's real, and you're never going to find peace. You're going to always be miserable. Oh, that ain't got nothing to do with the Holy Spirit. I promise you that. Sorry, Derek. Okay.
Pastor Chatelet on pilled.net, 222 gold pills. Shooting is America's sport, not fool's ball. And it always will be. The NFL put out commercials saying they are gay, and I agree. Real men and real Americans don't watch Bread and Circus Caller. You are a beta, says Pastor Chatelet.
Oh, you just responding to a caller?
Yeah.
About the football?
Yep.
Oh, amazing. We didn't even have a football team.
Yeah, that's new stuff.
Yeah.
That's the imitation manhood stuff.
We had basketball, baseball, and track.
Nice.
And field. Amazing. Thank you, though. Amazing. Thank you.
Gabriel N., Hugh Hefner and his Playboy mansion was a Mossad honeypot like Jeffrey Epstein. And yes, I love all Jews, even the evil Jews, because evil Jews cannot see.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Thank you kindly.
Yep.
And thank you guys. I do believe, I may be mistaken, but that may be all for now.
You believe in life after love. I can feel something inside myself. Amazing. I understand it, though. I do understand it. But just think about this. Smoke on it, but not pot. Smoke means to look for understanding. Just human beings are allowing someone to tell them that the Holy Spirit, the teacher, that God, which is all love, have given them, and that he has given them a spirit that's going to convict them. When God knows that there's no you to convict, and that you have never done anything wrong, and you cannot be convicted, why would he, a loving God, all love, all the time, give you someone that's going to bring pain to you? And you believe that when they teach that to you. And you cannot convince a believer. Now, I'm a believer that they're wrong. Because the devil constantly said, no, it's this, it's that, it's this. And they never find God. They never find the Son. And they never find the truth. They search the scriptures that tells them about the truth. But they never find the truth. Think about that. God will not give you anything that will bring any form of pain to you at all. He doesn't even see you the way you see your false self, which you think is you. You see yourself that way because you and I and everyone, until they start to overcome, believe in a lie about self. What a mess. But you can't convince, and that's why you don't want to become a believer. And I'm a believer. You want to become a knowing. My voice is a voiceless voice, said the Father. Satan's voice is a teaching voice, which is all lies all the time about anything. Amazing. Lord, Derek, don't give me no more. Derek, my producer, he's a Christian. He said, God will allow the demons to torment us, to strengthen us. I know he's joking. He said LOL. He's playing about that one. He's just playing. I got to take a break, folks. Another hour to go. When I come back, I will get to your calls and all of your super chats. 888-77-JESSE. The hate news is coming, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. One more hour to go. Country Western Tuesday.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Kinds of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two already of Country and Western Tuesday, the second month, the third day of the second month of the year, February 3rd, 2026 AD, the year of our Lord, right? Anno Domini. And there's one line open. You, yes, you. If you haven't already gotten on air once today, you can call in on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, no I in Jesse. That is 1-888-775-3773. Nowadays, you don't ever really have to press that one. It fills it in for you, I guess. I don't know. These phones are so smart. Smarter than me. And it is hate news, not fake news. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to any other supers that do come in, hopefully, all right? And more great stories after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report. I'm live Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific. That is 11 to 1 Central, noon to 2 Eastern. And after that, American Anchor Baby. Nice. That is 11 to 1 Pacific Time. That's 1 to 3 Central Time. That is 2 to 4 Eastern Time. Sweet. And, of course, the Men's Forum, first Thursday of the month. This Thursday, the 5th of February, 2026, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events. Type that into your browser if you know what that is. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports that Christy Noem said, as funding is available, the body camera program given to ICE agents or whatever will be expanded nationwide. It's already doing it in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And President Trump weighed in Monday saying he supports the initiative. And indeed, you know, body cams, although it looks rough sometimes what these guys are having to do because these are rough, evil people, oftentimes it confirms that they are not the bad guys. The bad guys are the bad guys, usually. And Epstein files, last week's release of more than 3 million documents related to the Jeffrey Epstein guy, has raised new questions, claims Commie Nonsense, about others supposedly connected to the late, great financier and Democrat donor and Harvard University donor and mathematician and cool guy, according to Anchor Baby. Catch American Anchor Baby. But not a Christian. And that's why he hated Trump, apparently. That's also a late sex offender. He had to register as a sex offender, I guess. However, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche said on Monday again signaled the Justice Department, the DOJ, does not expect to bring charges against anyone else with ties to the disgraced financier, adding it is not a crime to party with Mr. Epstein. Todd Blanche said the review of Epstein files is now complete and the White House has no oversight of the process. President Trump, meanwhile, told reporters that the Justice Department should now move on and focus on other things to do. And Nick, the American Anchor Baby, notes that all the girls in the Epstein files agree Jeffrey was a cool guy. Of course, we disclaim info may be false, but it also may be true. You don't know. Take it all with a grain of salt. Russian strikes. Russia launched a massive ballistic missile attack on Ukraine overnight. After all, I'm reading Commie Nonsense Network. Info may be false. Could be very fake news. Cutting heat to tens of thousands of people during the coldest days of winter in the Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that the latest missile barrage marked the end of a brief pause in attacks that Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed to last week, following a personal request from our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. CNN staff reported hearing strong explosions across Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, today. Authorities reported damage to residential buildings, commercial sites, and a kindergarten. That's where five-year-olds tend to go sometimes nowadays. The extent of injuries not immediately known. So we'll see what happens. Authorities raided Elon Musk's X offices. Not real authorities, French authorities. What a shame. I'm Jason.
got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. It's the third hour of the show today, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, for those men and women who want to be free, not for those who love the lie and don't want to be free, you have a right to be in your misery and cry at night. But for those who want to be free, these biblical questions are given to you to remind you to stay present, to work on you, to watch. Become the watcher. What's the right way for parents and others to help others become strong? What's the right way for parents and others to help others become strong? Amazing question. Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. We have every way to watch and support the show. Listen on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you just don't have the time to watch, but you can podcast, oh, you're like, I'll watch it later. I got to go to the market. I got to go to the gym. I got to run. I got to do whatever. You can podcast and listen to the show on your phone while you're doing whatever it is you're doing. You can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. And we're going to get to all your super chat. They are amazing. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. February already. Can you believe that? This is going to be an interesting year because it's a midterm year. And, oh, Lord, the devil come out at night. It is Tuesday, and every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the?
Who let the dogs out?
Amazing.
Hassan dog.
Amazing.
Amazing. Let me go to the busy phones first here. Let me go to Zach in Tennessee. Zach, Memphis, that is. You are on the air. Hey, Zach. Come off the, you're on the mute, Zach.
No.
Am I on mute?
Hold on. Hold on. Don't hang up. Hear from Derek, and I'll come back to him. Let me, I want to give you this quick soundbite. There's so much you got to do in this last hour. What do you think about this, folks? From X. A woman breaks down in tears and goes off on black kids, saying they aren't being raised. They ain't being raised right. They ain't being raised right. And have no morals after allegedly witnessing them kick a mother duck to death. Watch this from X.
I cannot believe that I just passed by and saw these kids in the black neighborhood kick a duck so hard that she died. And now the baby Douglas is left without their mother.
Oh, Lord.
When you go to these white neighborhoods and Spanish neighborhoods, their children, they nurture those animals when they see them ducks and dogs and whatever. But not in the black neighborhood. In some of the black neighborhoods, y'all kids are so vicious.
And she carried on like that over duck. What the? And did she pick up the duck and put the duck hair on her head? What the? It ain't necessary, lady, to carry on like that. You're right. They have no business if what you're saying is true. Kicking the duck to death. But it shouldn't be bothering you like that. What the? What do y'all think about that? 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Zach. Zach, let's try it again. Go ahead.
Hey, Jesse, how are you today?
Much better. All is well.
Good, good. The questions today, what was it?
What's the right way for parents and others to help others become strong?
Mm-hmm. To become strong. I think that might have to do with something to do with, like, making them feel like, not excluding them, not blaming them, or, you know, trying to point a finger at them. And I think that's a big part of it. I think, like, most people want to feel involved in a team, especially in a family setting. You don't want to make someone feel like they're a problem in the family. And on the job side, you don't ever want to make someone feel like they're a problem with the crew. So I think it's always good to just address the team instead and not try to just go in on one person. And I feel like that's usually like the case.
If they're part of a team at work and this one person is creating a problem, are you saying that they should address the whole team or not the one person that created the problem?
Right.
And why?
Right. That's a good question. They should address that person and the person that they have to work with at the same time.
And why?
It should be like, hey, because it forces them to communicate. It forces them to like lubricate that friction between them.
But if the team is not creating a problem, only one person created a problem, why should you have to attack the... Why should you have to get on the whole team?
Well, one thing is, I don't really believe in one-person problems. I don't think one person is ever the problem.
Why not?
I don't think people are that... Because people aren't that influential. That's why they create systems. And they're like... So we're always in a system, more or less. So it's not like any one of us is going to be the one to fix anything or to really break anything. We're always usually a part of something, right? So, like, something larger than us.
I don't quite understand that.
You don't? I mean, do you believe that, like, one person can be... like the cause of a problem, like a problem in America?
Yes.
Or is it usually like a group of people, you know, or like some that all follow a belief system You know, they've all got, they're all like a horde mentality.
Let me do this first.
I mean,
I can't respond to the biblical question until Sunday, so thank you for responding to that. But let's go back to about all people being like a horde mentality, right?
Yeah.
That was you asking me, right?
Yeah.
And restate the question for me.
Well, I was okay. So how do I restate it? Oh, are they? Is it usually? Can you blame one person, or can you more or less blame like a system that everybody is involved in, and like, and maybe the system like has a bad philosophy. Maybe the system is corrupt. Maybe the system's weak, you know, because they're, you know, all kind of, they're all working together, but they're all not communicating together. You know, maybe they're all not really together, and they're all like, they're all for themselves. You know, is it usually one person to blame, or is it a system usually?
I promise you, and without a doubt, Zach.
Yeah.
For adults, that one person and nobody else or nothing else is to blame for their problems. They are
right.
They are, and they are to blame for their own problems, and nobody else caused their problems. And yes, there are people who try to bring problems on you, but that's them, and those, the problem they're trying to dump on you are inside of them. It's their problem too. It's their problem.
See,
I do agree that weak people, evil people need a group. An evil person cannot stand alone. Satan cannot stand alone. So they have to have a group to validate their evilness, because they think, well, these people agree with me. I must be right. And so evil people need validation from other people.
Mm-hmm.
They're not able to stand alone.
I just believe, yeah, I do believe in that. I just believe that there is that one person is not like influential enough. They're not like powerful enough. And so there's just no sense to me in making one person like all that big in your mind.
But
when you find yourself going after them that much, then you're like finding yourself glorifying them too much. And you're going like, why the hell am I giving them this much attention?
But evil,
you know,
people,
I mean,
do glorify themselves and others, because that's all they have is the darkness.
Right. Yeah. I just find myself being in situations a lot of times where I'm going like, well, that was stupid. Like, when I grew up, I was growing up in a neighborhood where my dad and I moved to, and I knew it distinctly. I didn't fit in, and I was like, and looking back now, I'm obviously like, well, yeah, I was up against the whole group mentality. I'm like, I could just see it, and I see it today that like,
I don't quite understand what you're saying. Give me an example. It doesn't have to be all personal, but give me an example of a situation you were in and it wasn't your fault.
I recently was running a delivery at a pizza place, okay? And I came back with a bag of my, and I'm telling him, hey, like there's no pizza in this box. There's like a missing pizza. And obviously I'm the new guy, okay? So the boss comes to me, sets me aside, tells me like has me check it for myself and everything, and I'm going, okay, I can do that. But I made it to my truck, made it out of the parking lot, got all the way to the house and back. No one noticed. I'm like, don't you think that might be the problem to go after, rather than just waste your time like trying to you know, make me be wrong about something, I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, you're the boss, man. All right, go ahead and, you know,
well,
address the
like
unit.
A real good example of a situation.
Okay. Yeah, that's my most immediate one. And okay. I think, okay, well, Muhammad, I had this thought last night. Do what now?
Go ahead.
I had this thought last night. I was like, Muhammad, right? That's an example of a guy who was a warlord. He just wanted more influence.
Muhammad
and he's
Ali.
Like, well, how can I be more influential? I know. I'll make this whole evil system called Islam that no one, even today, wants on Earth.
What? I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying Muhammad wanted more influence, and he wanted to be more than what he was, and so that's why he had created this horrid religion.
Muhammad is no different than the average priest, pastor, reverend. Mm-hmm. Muhammad is no different than the average religious
gremlin?
Person.
Yeah,
they all want
average
power.
Gremlin?
That's why they deceive the people with the scriptures.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you, Zach. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday about the biblical question. I appreciate it.
All right. I'll listen in. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller out of Sweet Home, Alabama. Smitty. Out of Alabama. Smitty, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, sir.
Okay. I just want to call them because like I hear you talk about Alabama a lot.
Sweet Home, good, Alabama.
Yeah, and how good it was. And,
it was amazing.
I'm trying to figure out back then what was so amazing about it. You know, that's why I want you to explain to me what was amazing about it.
Are you and you're in Alabama right now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Were you born and bred in Alabama?
Just like you.
Okay. It was, when I was growing up, Alabama and America was amazing because we had families. We were taught to love, to treat everybody the way that we would like to be treated, and that there was good and evil in all race of people. Some people overcome, some don't. We worked hard. We weren't blaming the white man for anything. People bought land and got education, whatever they wanted to do, start their own businesses. They did not have a black leader. There were no black leaders over the people. And the people was independent. And I used to walk up and down the road at night and not be afraid of being robbed by a black or anyone. I did not know black people that were killing each other and there were no gangs and all that. So it was amazing in Alabama. And you got a chance to work the cotton field.
It's a cotton field.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what years are you talking about? I mean, what year did you come out of high school?
68.
Okay. Now, I came out a little behind you, but just it was like it's completely different from what I remember you saying because.
What year you graduated?
I came out in the 70s.
So you came out after I did?
Yeah, I did.
Well, things had changed then because they had Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson and all them. See, those people as their leaders, and those people were lying to the blacks, telling them that they couldn't make it because of the white man, and they couldn't make it because of slavery, and they needed reparations and affirmative action. So they were lying to the blacks by the time you came out.
Well, but Jesse,
is that true or not?
No, that's not true.
A Martin Luther King running around then?
Jesse, let me tell you something.
Was Martin Luther King around then?
Yeah, he was. Let me explain something to you, since you said, you know, like white people weren't doing this and white people weren't doing that. Now, I remember when I was young, my next door neighbor brother had moved back here from Ohio, and he was walking, going to the store, Jesse. Just going to the store. He wasn't bothering anybody. But guess what? He was on the wrong side of the street. and a gang of white guys tried to kill him. They tried to kill him, Jesse.
And but that during the time when Martin Luther King and all those people stirred up all this mess, trying to force white people and black people, force them to get together. You can't treat people
that was not the prevalence of the civil rights movement.
It was.
The civil rights movement was not always treat black people the same way you treat white people. That's what it was. So a lot of people,
but you can't make no one treat you in a kind of way.
Jesse, is this America or not? Hold on, Jesse. This is America,
Smith,
right?
Smith,
America's
down.
Supposed to
hey.
Be. You're supposed to treat. You're supposed to treat everybody.
Smith.
Okay, you calm down.
Smith, hold on. We're gonna have a conversation. Just you only got to rush. Hold on. The so-called civil rights movement, Jackson and Martin Luther King and all those people tried to make people love one another.
No, they did not.
Imposing blacks upon the whites?
No, it did not. It just said they wanted to be treated as equals.
But that's no such
thing. That's what they said. They're supposed to be treated as equals.
But why
that's what it was
we,
all about.
Why did they do
because,
that? Why did we need that? Why we didn't need that until Martin Luther King came about? We were fine all before that.
No, Jesse, we were fine. Why was it that we were getting a second-class education if we were fine?
I remember
getting books, right?
Uh-huh.
And these were old books from white schools. I remember the high school players getting football equipment from the board of education, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it was old football equipment from the white schools, Jesse.
And did you appreciate that?
I guess if that's all you had, you can't help but appreciate it because that's all you had because that's all they was going to give.
Did you appreciate
but,
that,
But the schools, the schools were not equally funded. And that's what the Civil Rights Movement was all about. They were not equally funded.
Smitty,
that's what the Civil Rights Movement was all about.
Did you appreciate the used books and things like that?
I appreciate it because I'm going to tell you something, Jesse.
You did appreciate it. So why are you complaining then?
Because, Jesse, you spreading false lies, Jesse.
Like
you lying.
What?
You lying to the people. What you just talking about, you lying. Talking about
what
it was
part?
Good here in Alabama. It wasn't good here in Alabama,
it was
Jesse.
Good for me.
Yes, okay for you.
And it was good for everybody
Jesse,
I knew.
Well, Jesse, okay, well, how come my folks tell me about how people used to, being walking down the street when they were coming up in little small towns like you?
I don't know.
But then, you know, like, they want the entertainment, so guess what they do? They go snatch up a black person and hang him, and the whole family's out there like it's entertainment.
You've seen
the pictures, Jesse. They got their children on their shoulders. They got they burning white people.
Because you try to impose upon them.
No, Jesse, this was before the Civil Rights Movement. They wasn't opposing on nobody.
No, you didn't
They weren't
see
opposing
that.
Nobody.
You
they,
never
they,
saw
they,
that.
They did.
You didn't see that.
Jesse, my folks did. My folks
saw
that, okay?
They didn't see that
either. Jesse, are you crazy or what? You going to tell me what my folks saw?
Smitty.
You going to tell me what my folks saw, Jesse?
Smitty, let me ask you something.
You can ask me anything you want.
All right.
But let me tell you something, Jesse, about my family.
Okay,
like I said, my daddy, my mom and my daddy never finished high school, right? But guess what? My daddy started his own business. He was successful. Put all of us in college.
So, and he didn't have
all
Martin Luther King around there, right?
Yes, he did.
Oh, he was following Martin Luther King?
No, he was following right.
Who? Martin Luther King
was following
right,
Jesse. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. He wasn't.
He was a socialist.
Jesse, I want you to think about
one
thing.
Hold on. Before the Civil Rights Movement, black people were educating themselves. Those who wanted to go to college went to a black university. There were black people who owned their own land and our homes.
Oh, I know that. Because my family had 104 acres.
Hold on, hold on. And I'll let you respond. And
okay.
My best friend and then my aunt and her husband, when they got married, they owned their own land. They had like 18, 19 kids somewhere in there. And none of the kids had to work the fields. They all went to, didn't have to work the fields. They all went to college. My best friend, his folks owned all their land. They never, and this was before the Civil Rights Movement even started. Black people were succeeding, and they were not blaming the white man.
Jesse, but they could only do so much.
Like what?
They could only do so much.
What do you mean by their own potential?
Like I said, they could only do so much.
Like what? What they couldn't do?
They couldn't run for office.
They couldn't what?
They couldn't do nothing. They couldn't run for office. They couldn't be mayors. They couldn't be police. They couldn't be nothing like that.
They couldn't be legislation.
Yes, they did. Do you understand? Do you understand people were killed just for trying to vote? Do you understand that, Jesse?
People were killed trying to vote. Hold on, man. People were killed because, as they are today, because one party wanted to rule. It has nothing
Jesse,
to do with the color.
Jesse, that's a lie. I lived it, Jesse. I saw people that I know.
Where you live down there in Alabama, all that mess going on, but I ain't see that.
Okay.
I didn't hear about that. It sounds like, what do you think about Booker T. Washington?
Was one of the most smartest men in the world.
And was he born enslaved?
Yes.
And did he hate the white man?
You don't hate nobody, Jesse.
Did Booker T hate the white man?
Yes, ain't nobody saying nobody hate the white folks. Yes, you just saying that.
Smitty.
That's what you saying that. That's what you saying
Smitty.
To get your point across.
Smitty.
We not saying hate nobody, Smitty. Jesse. We just Smitty. Saying treat people the way you want to be treated.
Smitty.
Nobody saying hate nobody.
Hey, Smitty, did Booker T blame or hate the white man?
I don't know that because I didn't know Booker T Washington.
Well, he didn't.
As you don't know
fact,
that. Did you know Booker T. Washington?
I didn't know him personally, but I went
okay,
to
then, so you don't know what his beliefs were.
Yes, I do.
Did you know the man?
Let me tell you.
You didn't know the man, so you can't talk for some.
I'm putting Smitty on hold. I'm putting you on hold just for Smitty for a minute because you're trying to talk over me. Booker T. parents were sold into slavery. His brother was sold into slavery. Booker T went on and never hated the white man or blamed anyone. And as a result, moving through life, he was able to be taught by white people. He was able to get help off white people. And he did an amazing thing because he never gave in to blame or hating anyone. And then people like Martin Luther King and all those people, the so-called civil rights people, I don't know about Martin Luther King personally, but civil rights people hated Booker T. because they saw him as an Uncle Tom. He wasn't blaming. What do you say about that, Smitty?
Yes, you don't know nothing about Booker T. Washington.
Yes, I do. I live right by the school, man. We went there every year to learn about him.
Okay, so what do you know about him? Did you know him personally?
Smitty, I got to run, man. Nice call, though. I appreciate it. The treasure chest is now on The treasure chest is now open on D-Live and stretch off on Pure. Smitty, read Up From Slavery. That'll help you know about Booker T. Washington. Up From Slavery. I highly recommend everybody read Up From Slavery. And you'll see Booker T. And the black hated Booker T. The black leaders. So-called leaders. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. One moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Ponchi has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Ponchi's coffee. Down the road, take me home. Smitty, go and learn about Booker T. So it's all that you don't know much about him. Read Up From Slavery and learn about Booker T. Washington. He got a lot of other great books out there too, but read that. He didn't hate and he didn't blame, and he did had a major impact on the world. So, announcement. And just in case you don't know, he is the founder of Tuskegee Institute. Thank you, Derek. He was the first principal of Tuskegee Normal and Industrial Institution. Tuskegee Institute. It's too bad, too, because now that he aspired, that school has become really liberal, and they're teaching the kids all the wrong things. It's a mess. But anyway, the Hake Report, the guy with the good hair. The Hake Report. What's the name call you, Lord Hair?
Lord Good Hair.
Lord Good Hair. Hake of the Hake Report at 9 a.m. at the top of this hour. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. On fire! Energy given to him by God. He might not know much about history. He may not know much about algebra. He might not know much about the French he took. But he does know that he loved Alexis and Alexis loved him. What a wonderful world. This is amazing. From 11 to 1 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. And don't forget to support us. I shouldn't have to remind you, but people say, Jesse, I'm glad you reminded me because I'm getting help, and I haven't given a dime. And I'm sorry for that. I'm glad you mentioned it. So I do mention it. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-BARN, 800-411-2663, or, again, rebuildingtheman.com/donate. You can mail it in. You may be from the old school. And no, I want to mail mine in, make a check of money order out to BARN. And send it to P.O. Box 350, Barn 35090, L.A., California, 90035. That's P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or scan QR code to support Barn. Scan QR code. To support Bond. I appreciate it. Thank you all for helping us to help others. David is the first time caller out of Ohio. David, you are on the air. Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing?
All is well.
Yes, sir. Fantastic. So my question basically is, you were talking about earlier about the spiritual warfare that we're fighting.
Yes.
And I've always had this sort of question, and I've even prayed to God about it, that is it fair for us to be battling against these spiritualities that we cannot hear, see, or actually, I guess we feel them in our mind, but you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like we're fighting against something we cannot see or touch or engage with, other than with the Word of God, of course. So, but I'm just questioning that, you know, that I can't see these guys on my ass. I'm sorry about that.
Did you say on your ass?
Well,
you
in
mean
my
like
mind.
On your mule?
In my mind. In my mind. But we can't see them and we can't hear them. Although they're
but
getting
you can
into
see
our
them.
Mind.
You can see them and you can hear them and you can feel them.
Well,
when
I guess
when you obey thoughts, because all thoughts are all lies, those are demons. When you're feeling emotional, whether it's so-called good emotion or bad emotion, those are demons. When you add doubt in any form or fashion what the thoughts are suggesting to you, those are evil demons. So you do see them, you feel them, and you add doubt. Those are demons. All emotions are evil. They're demons. They are the devil.
So I heard you talk about doubts or thoughts before, and so that's basically what we need to focus on, is those thoughts, instead of trying to see something like physical, you know, or hear something.
And you need to focus on the thoughts by being aware of them, but don't call them you. Have no communication with them. Don't argue with them. Don't fight. Give up the fight. And don't fight with them, and I promise you, and don't identify with them, don't call them you, or blame anyone else, I promise you they shall be taken away from you. Those are the demons that's happening inside of every human being that ever has existed and ever will exist. And then there are some who overcome, but most will not because they don't want to.
So when the Apostle Paul, I believe it was, talks about putting on the full armor, that armor basically is fighting against those thoughts. Is that correct?
When you put on the armor, it's the light of God that's fighting against the darkness inside of human minds and bodies. And the armor is the full light. That's why you must stay present in the light. And the light will destroy the darkness. And the darkness hates for you to find the light. It does not want you to find it.
Fantastic.
And you find
amazing.
The light. Amazing. You find the light by simply coming back to the light. And because the light is right there all the time, but you leave the light of God, which is God, and you go into your imagination, and that's where you live until somebody, a good teacher, come along and say, hey, just come back to the light. You got to forgive your mother, your father, and come back to the light, and you'll be fine. And the light will fight the darkness.
And the light is Christ.
The light is God and his son. Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Amazing, huh?
Amazing. Thank you very much, Brother Jesse. Love your show. Great.
Thank you. You stay with it, David. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And I promise you, eternal life will be yours.
I appreciate that, brother. You God bless and take care. Right?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. One quick soundbite I got to give you. Because it's amazing. And my producer worked so hard. He black. He worked like a white man. He's black on the outside, but white on the inside. But he think the Holy Spirit grieve him. Lord have mercy. He think that the Holy Spirit grieve him. It's like my spirit being grieved. I'm like, boy, shut up. What the? Who told you some mess like that? What the? Or convict him. Ain't no Holy Spirit convicting you, man. But anyway. there was a shooting in Louisiana at the Mardi Gras. Did y'all hear about this? And according to the report, multiple people were injured. Fox News, multiple people were injured Saturday after a shooting broke out during a Mardi Gras in the county parade in Clinton, Louisiana. You can't even go to a Mardi Gras now. Watch this from WBRZ2.
According to the East Feliciana Parish Sheriff Jeff Travis, five people were shot during the Mardi Gras and the country parade, including a six-year-old girl. Ronaldo Robinson says the child and her mother are his cousins. He says learning about the shooting was overwhelming.
When my cousin came to me and told me, oh, your cousin got shot, you know, I cried. I didn't know what to do.
Authorities say the child and another victim remain in critical condition. District Attorney Sam DeQuilla says both victims underwent surgery and one victim may be paralyzed from the neck down.
They told me the mama doing good, but the baby's still trying her best to stay alive. But I hope she'll be alive. I hope everybody be alive.
Investigators arrested two suspects Sunday in relation to the shooting. 19-year-old Noah Basquin of Ethel and a 15-year-old juvenile are charged with attempted second-degree murder, obstruction of justice, and reckless discharge of a firearm at a parade. 26-year-old Jason Scott of Baker faces charges of illegal carrying of a weapon and resisting an officer. Investigators say Scott is not believed to be involved in the shooting.
What's wrong with the blacks? This came about after the so-called civil rights movement. Blacks didn't get better, they got worse. How can anyone defend the civil rights movement? It was the worst thing that ever happened to the black on the planet ever, ever. It was the worst thing. They got worse. They weren't shooting up each other like this. You were able to go to the Mardi Gras and have fun. The Christians said the Mardi Gras is bad, though. The Christians do not like the Mardi Gras. They said, like, look at all the evil coming out. I'm like, what the? But what's wrong with the blacks? This did not happen prior to the Civil Rights Movement. You can't even go to the Mardi Gras. You can't go on a boat ride, a ship ride. You can't go to Magic Mountain, Disneyland, or anywhere now. You can barely sit on the corner at a cafe and have lunch on the sidewalk. Authority recovered three firearms and 29 cartridge case. Watch this.
Authorities recovered three firearms and 29 cartridge cases from the scene. Officials believe at least one gun remains missing and say the shooting may be gang-related. After questions about the heavy law enforcement presence, the East Feliciana Parish Sheriff's Office says extra security was planned weeks in advance based on problems in past years after the Clinton parade ended. Louisiana State Police were not assigned to work the parade itself, but were staged nearby and responded immediately after the shooting, along with other local and federal agencies.
The sheriff's office says more arrests are expected.
Amazing, huh? What's wrong with the blacks? No love. All demons. And not all blacks. Not all, but most. And there are black men and women who are hearing the truth now about it has nothing to do with white folks, racism, or any kind of isms. And they're starting to look within, and they are overcoming. They just didn't know. Nobody told them. Everybody was blaming the white man, or slavery, or Jim Crow, or somebody else. Mardi Gras has been, Mardi Gras has pagan origins. That's associated with SS. Immorality and idolatry. That's from Brave AI. Where you get that? Brave AI told you that hate?
Yes.
And you believe it?
Of course.
Why? Of course.
AI doesn't always lie. And that sounds true.
Said the Christian. The Christian judge in Mardi Gras, they'll see the devil in them. doing the judging. Amazing. What a mess, huh? This is why there's a town in, that I've heard about. I haven't seen it yet. That the white people broke it off from. They're like, uh-uh. We don't want to be a part of this Louisiana mess no more. We're going to take our tax dollars and build our own area for whites only. We're going to have our own court system, our own police, our own schools, and everything. Because they got fed up with this kind of mess. We may have to end up doing that across the country. We have to go back to segregation because integration did not and does not and would never work. And I got proof. Look what happened when they tried to force integration upon the whites and the blacks. And then look at all the illegal aliens and the other people coming into our country. Are they integrating or are they segregating? Tell me I'm wrong and prove me wrong. You can't make nobody love you. I'm gonna make you love me. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I'm gonna make you love me. You can't make anyone love you. Even God's not gonna make you love him. And God will let you believe that the Holy Spirit is convicting you. And let you just believe that mess. Until you want to know the truth, rise above the lie and live in the truth. Super chat. Have you gone to the Mardi Gras?
Super chat.
Nope.
I've gone
I'm
to
a Christian.
You're a Christian. You missed the fun, huh? I've gone to Louisiana so many times. I went there, I was invited there when they had their little Hurricane Katrina thing.
Uh-huh.
And
I went there after that too.
And I was,
because I'm a Christian.
I was invited there to kind of tour the area there.
Yeah.
And see how bad the damage that the water and the wind had caused. So yeah. You have gone to Louisiana.
Yeah, I went to outside of New Orleans. Well, I went to New Orleans, but stayed there with a church group when I was at my other church.
Oh, Lord, I can see you.
And we gutted houses. I wore a Tyvek suit, got all sweaty in that humid stuff. We slept in a gym that was like always lit on cots, and we were the white people cleaning up the black people's just houses that were just filled with mold from the flood after Katrina.
Awful. How come Nate laughing at you?
He's laughing with me.
Oh yeah, that was you think.
Oh,
he's thinking that. That's just like, he can see you, a little young white kid out there.
I was trying to be a serious Christian.
Being a Christian and trying to clean up.
Nice.
Amazing. Super chat.
Samantha bought three coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hi, Jesse. Why is witchcraft, quote unquote, mentioned as bad by many people who identify as Christians? It doesn't matter what you do as long as you don't have anger, does it? With witchcraft, I mean tarot cards, astrology, etc., asks Samantha.
Interesting question, Samantha. Witchcraft is supposed to be influenced by evil, and evil people use that to try to hurt other people. And so that's why it's not, I wouldn't play with it. I wouldn't encourage you to do it. You shouldn't tempt evil. Don't. But it can't impact you unless you believe it anyway. If you believe it, then you're going to act out yourself and hurt your own self. But you'll think that witchcraft did it. But because evil has no influence at all, I mean no power at all, it cannot make you do something you don't want to do. It's only influence, and then you'll have to do it. If you don't believe it, it doesn't work anyway. Amazing. Thank you. Nice question.
Thank you, Samantha. Yeah. Nick LaBoy with a rumble rant.
You
got
to know how to rumble. What is the right way for parents and others to help others become stronger?
Strength through your conduct. show patience, let them struggle and find their own way, require young kids to do chores, to earn things, not handouts, and keep healthy space from mama and children.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, like nothing going lost. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe, Jesse, I'd like to ask.
Ask!
What does Trump have to say today?
I would like to find out for you. The great white hope. They call him amazing. They call him king, and they celebrate the king. They call him daddy. I call him the great white hope.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice.
I rest my case. Amazing. Nice. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, 111 gold pills on pilled.net/Jesse Lee Peterson.
Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I would like to tell Smitty to read such and such and such and such and such and such. Gives a nice tip. But Smitty don't want to know the truth. Smitty want to be right and hate the white. LOL.
And you're right in that. They want to blame somebody and not realizing there's never, ever, 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 but never, ever a reason to blame. You forgive your parents and blaming is over. Blaming is an illusion to keep you into the darkness. It's the darkness, it's not the light. Amazing. Thank you. That's right on.
Cesar or Caesar, 3. Thank you, JLP, for giving me words of encouragement regarding dealing with lust. I know I can overcome it because I used to love arguing/debating people, but dropped it after hearing your message. Thanks, Hans.
Right on. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I promise y'all, and I'm not just saying it because somebody else said it or anything. I'm telling you as a witness, if you practice staying present, you got to forgive, though, so you can enter into the kingdom within, and then just stay present. The greatest sin is to forget to be present. That's why I give you all these BQ, biblical questions and homeworks and stuff. Try to keep you conscious, encourage you to stay conscious, because the spirit of truth will do the rest. But you got to stay conscious. I told Hake, suggested to Hake and Nick today, hey, be aware of your breathing. They keep forgetting. I see them going and coming back a little bit to it, but they forget too long. And then they finally come back. And then they forget again. And then they come back. But that's fine, Lord. They're coming back to being aware of the breathing. They're present. Amazing. Thank you.
And over on X, Malaka. Happy Tuesday, JLP. Love from London, England.
Amazing. Thank you.
I am American, 818. Jesse, my 7-year-old son, loves and says you're the reason why we know racism doesn't exist. We've been taught as whites here in L.A. to hate blacks at this moment, but in our family, we love you and your show and the work you do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And stay with us, stay with us, stay with it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Nice. Wish you well.
Yeah.
I am American.
Right on. Thank you.
Shout out to...
Shout out!
Big Hair Tsunami, Games for Rec, Army Ann, and the rest of the supporters over there on the D-Live crew. Thank y'all.
Thank y'all.
And shout out to the Rumble and YouTube supporters, you monthly subscribers / members on Jesse Lee Peterson channels. Very cool.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for helping us to help others.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Amazing. Beethoven. Roll over, Beethoven. Beethoven said, nothing is more intolerable than to have to admit to yourself your own errors. Nothing is more intolerable than to have to admit to yourself your own errors. That's so deep, folks. I'm going to have to repeat that tomorrow. Remind me, Derek. I want to kind of talk about that for a minute. It's the truth. It's deep. It's freeing. It's everything. Tomorrow, for those people who are practicing to be aware of breathing, I want to know what happened when you did it. If you can share with me tomorrow, when you stay aware of breathing. It is so interesting. But I want to hear what y'all think about that, what you get from it, if anything. All right, Ray and other callers, I'm out of time. Super Chatter, thank you. The Hake Report is coming now. After the Hake Report, the American Anchor, baby. Check out Puncher TV, PUNCHIE.TV. And thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay present. It's amazing. It's going to blow your afro off and create an Amerifro. Amazing. Take care, folks, and thank you.
So what you planning to do? You understand in the mood? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer. And I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it. And then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back. Because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Thank you, Jay.